Dear Sir, it is a surprising fact that experiments are only now being made in some of our cities with regard to the missing of the red amber phase from the traffic lights. In Ireland, this system has been in use for the past 7 years, and it has always been a source of surprise to my car hire firm, which has its head office in Dublin, that Britain has never changed. There can be little doubt that it is the better choice. When British businessmen hire cars from our Irish branches, they often remark on the difference between the home and the Irish traffic lights. Similarly, we find here and in our other British office that Irish visitors are at a loss to understand how Ireland can be so many years ahead on this point while remaining so far behind Britain on such matters as driving tests and road crossings. When the lights are due to change from green to red, the few moments amber warning is necessary. But for the person waiting at red at the lights to make a quick move away, the amber can only act as a temptation. It is an unfortunate fact that many drivers will continue moving if they are within 40 or 50 yards of the lights when they change to amber. Ireland had traffic lights first in Dublin in 1937 and changed over to the red-green sequence some 15 years later. Since then, there has never been the slightest doubt there that it was a progressive step. There is no need for people who wish to cross the road to panic at all if they watch for the cross now light, as quite enough time is allowed for the slower walkers to cross the road.